FM 90.3 WJTL Warren Barfield, Alive Forever, Amen, Planet Shakers and Hillsong United. Before that, good morning, 7:22.
Hey, happy Thursday. Good morning. Weather forecast today, cloudy. There's a chance of some afternoon showers and storms. High 80 today. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers, windy, low 47. Good Friday, mostly cloudy, a breezy, high 58. Saturday, partly sunny, high 55. Easter Sunday, sunny, beautiful, high 58. It is 55 in Lancaster.
We're having a blast hanging out with our friend Jim Erman. Jim is the director of HarvestNet School of Ministry. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Great to have you here. Tell us about HarvestNet School of Ministry.
I want to, but I want to love on you two first. Just so you know, I was driving in this morning, and if you're listening, don't you agree that having these two in your world is like the keel of the ship and the sails of the ship all at once? The excitement of the sails, the steadiness of the keel. We love
Jim,
you guys.
No, so, thanks.
Hey,
Jim.
A little bit about HarvestNet. First of all, who comes to this something like
this?
Yeah,
I was curious. Who comes out to it?
Yeah, because you know, sometimes when you run something like this, you draw from one stream of the church, or we jokingly even one creek within the church, right? And I'm just thrilled to be able to offer a training school where we've had over 35 different faith communities have someone attend.
I love that.
Yep. We have international students in every single course. Because here's my thing, like, I don't know if we ever think about it, but Jesus never wrote a gospel. Like, I wish he would have just slowed down for like 3 months and just wrote a gospel.
Right.
All red letters would be handy. But instead he gave us Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Like, our perspectives on who Jesus is, right, is the gift that we offer one another. And to be able to study alongside people, do life alongside people in a way where you're getting exposed to the way the Holy Spirit works with them, what Jesus is doing in their life, I think that becomes powerful learning, much less if you do it in a structured curriculum. Mm-hmm. I think good stuff happens.
Yeah, I love it. So this is a 9-month program.
That's right.
And when's it kick off?
Yep, so in middle of September. I think it's the 12th this year. We're going to kick off, and applications are taken right up through the end of August, and we would have to say that it runs 9 months. Again, Tuesday nights, Saturday mornings, because it used to be our average age was in the 20s, right? It was like a residential school. You came for 5 days a week, holistic. We decided, hold it, we're trying to pivot to more of what we call a kingdom marketplace way to prepare people. What are you doing in your sphere of influence? How can we make you better at it? Again, honoring the local church, but also recognizing some specialized training in some areas is good sometimes.
So what does a Tuesday night look like when folks come out?
Yeah, of course, some weeks we feel like we want to begin with naturally just worship, centering on the presence of God. But most times we come and we spend the first session in what we call activation. Again, we come from the stream of the church that believes the spiritual gifts are still very active. And we believe that when they are active, with also the teaching of the word, you see powerful things happen. So we begin with something called activation, where we've been able to identify specific gifts, and we bring in people who are good at drawing them out and creating an atmosphere. Then we go into what I would call our content expert, usually someone who's recognized in the area for carrying something around identity, Father, Heart of God, identifying purpose, doing discernment, maybe a particular spiritual gift or something like that. Then they get to do what I call the content dump, but always we end in a kind of living room format at the end, discussing what's it mean to begin carrying this into our lives, into the world. So it's a very, very, what I would call a holistic approach. And then we always do dinner once a month in my house because it's a good time.
Oh, that's a good time. So you said the average age is in the 30s.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Interesting.
In this school in particular, we kind of jumped from when we moved from being a full week residential school to doing what we would call this approach of what we would call a fits a normal life rhythm. We ended up having our average age jump. You know, our oldest students who sat in some of our modules are in their 70s this year, just exploring particular topics. It's cool.
Wow. If somebody wants to get more information, they want to sign up, can they visit you online?
Yes, they can. HarvestNetSM.com. HarvestNetSM, S is in school, M is in ministry. Check us out. We've set up the page where on the opening page, you can fill out an interest form, and I may personally get in touch with you because this is my social life, too.
And if somebody's listening right now, kind of like thinking, is this for me? Yeah. What would you say to them?
Yeah, just come on, come and see. Like, I will even invite you. We have another month and a half of classes. If you want to come and sit in one and see what we're doing, even the next, fill out that interest form, and we'd be able to invite you to come into an open session in the next month and a half, even to check it out.
Love that. Check it out online. HarvestNetSM.com is the place to go. Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
Jim,
we enjoyed having you.
It's a good time.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Back to the music we go. This is CC Winans. I've Got Joy, WJTL. Good morning.